श्रीमद् भगवद गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 7 वर्स 11 बलम बलवताम चाहम कामराग विवर्जितम धर्माविरुद्धो भूतेषु कामोस्मि भरतर्षभ। ओ अर्जुन, आई एम द स्ट्रेंथ ऑफ द स्ट्रांग विदाउट देयर डिजायर एंड पैशन। इन बीइंग्स आई एम द डिजायर दैट इज नॉट इन कॉन्फ्लिक्ट विथ वर्च्यू और स्क्रिप्टरल इंजंक्शन। कॉमेंट: बलम बलवताम चाहम काम राग विवर्जितम। The strength free from desire and attachment, utilized on noble and holy cause, and sanctioned by the scripture and saints, gets sanctified. And therefore the Lord declares, I am the strength of the strong, free from desire and attachment. This strength is acceptable. Lord Krishna himself has explained that the strength possessed of attachment and desire should be abandoned because it is a demoniacal trait. Similar is the case with strength used in Gita chapter 16 verses 14 and 18 and chapter 18 verse 53. In chapter 6 verse 34, it has been used as an adjective for mind, and it is a demoniacal trait because it also possesses attachment and desire. Thus, such strength, power, is to be abandoned. But strength free from desire and attachment, as explained in chapter 7 verse 11, as well as in chapter 17 verse 8, is sanctified strength, which is acceptable. Dharma viruddho bhuteshu kamosmi bharatasavah. I am righteous passion approved by the scriptures. Desire free from attachment and pleasure is laudable because it helps in producing offsprings and it remains under control of man. But sexual desire possessed of attachment and pleasure misguides a man, enables him to perform actions against dictates of scriptures and leads him to afflictions, sins and degradation. People who by using birth control methods indulge in sexual intercourse for sensual pleasures pave their way to hell. Men and women in the true sense of the terms are those who have the capacity to produce children, otherwise they are impotent. An eunuch is not authorized to perform religious rites such as religious sacrifice and offer water and food, etc., to manes. A woman is called a mother because she gives birth to children who call her mother. If the potentiality of generating children is destroyed, she no more deserves to be addressed as mother, a very venerable vocative. Therefore, aspirants should have sexual desire to produce children according to ordinance of the scriptures in order to lead a pious family life, or they should observe celibacy. Appendix: the entire moving universe is born of passion. Therefore, a man's passion, not conflicting with righteousness and which is approved by the scriptures, is the manifestation of God. The Lord has already declared, Mattah parataram nanyat kinchidasti. Chapter 7 verse 7. There is nothing else besides me. And further he will declare, Ye chaiva satvika bhava. In Gita chapter 7 verse 12. All entities born of sattva, rajas and tamas are evolved from me. And vasudeva sarvam. In chapter 7 verse 19, all is God. Therefore, just as righteous desire is a manifestation of God, similarly, Unrighteous passion is also not different from God. Those who act being guided by unrighteous desires pave the way to hells in the form of God, because hells are also God only. But the aim of the Gita is not to lead a man to hell or to the cycle of birth and death, but to lead him to the attainment of salvation. The aim is ever for salvation or bliss, not for sufferings. No one wants pain, suffering. Arjun has also entreated Lord Krishna to tell him the highest good for him. For example, words are good and also bad, but in grammar only the good words are reflected upon, because grammar, etc., also aims at a man's salvation. End of chapter 7, verse 11 by Swami Ram Sukhdas Ji.